Gospel Acclamation. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, for I am gracious and merciful. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute, and when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you see that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." When a strong man finally fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Jesus says, "Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." It is so strong a message for us. We cannot follow God half-heartedly. At times we may console ourselves when we follow Jesus. We do all our best. But if there are moments when we choose the other way, then we are doing something against God. It's not always easy. Jesus give us this admonishment. Be always wholeheartedly to follow God. We have to ask forgiveness from Jesus that we do not follow him completely. We sorrow for those times where we just follow our own will more than the will of God. It's not always easy to follow God. The only way is to ask his strength. Moment by moment, we entrust ourselves to him again. Jesus always following us. He's accompanying us. So during the day, talk to him, share with him a weakness, ask him to give us strength. See everything in the eye of God. That's the only way. Ask Jesus to give this strength. To accept all the people we encounter today as if we encounter Jesus. Jesus says, "Whatever you do to the least, you do it to me." So ask Jesus this strength, this joy, to follow him moment by moment.